A bill in the U.S. House to repeal estate taxes has more than half of the House as co-sponsors and is supported by Farm Bureau, says North Dakota Farm Bureau Public Policy Director Pete Hannabut.
Congressman Brady from Texas has promoted the death tax repeal. Currently in Congress, he's got 218 co-sponsors, so apparently it is well-liked across the Congress. When you get more than 200 co-sponsors, that means that there's a depth of support.
Hannabut says the estate tax burden falls heavily on farmers because agriculture is capital-intensive.
Agriculture and other small businesses are very, maybe cash poor, we'll say, but definitely have a lot of equity built up in equipment, in land, in things that are not necessarily quickly convertible into a cash value. And yet we pay an estate tax on the total property owned by that estate.
And he says the emotional repercussions are just as harmful.
When you have several children inheriting, you have to figure out a way to pay the estate tax, and you have to sell off part of the farm to pay the estate tax. It's one of those things that it's not likely that the money will ever be back in the operation, that land can be put back into that family. It tends to break up large tracts of land that have been kept in one family for a long time. And so we feel like Congress should move forward with this and get this off of our plate permanently so that we don't have to worry about it moving forward.
For Farm Bureau, I'm Don Smith-Pfeiffer.